Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And joining us in studio is Michael Cross, and you are going to be running for Attorney General. My apologies.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what made you want to go for this position?
Well, I've lived in Oregon most of my life, and the Oregon we all know and love is fading fast before our very eyes. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't obviously happy with the direction, the way things are going. Nobody was really stepping up that I felt qualified and competent to. Basically, we got to turn this ship around to 180 degree, or, you know, the Oregon that we know and love, what are we going to leave for our children, for our grandchildren? I mean, all of these thoughts. I served honorably in the United States Air Force, and so I think it's that desire to just basically leave the state better, you know, kind of like, you know, and as I was in the Boy Scouts and the little thing, you know, leave the campground, you know, leave the woods cleaner than how you got there.
Amen.
And, you know, sadly, these kind of values are not as prevalent as they were when I was a child. But, you know, so my executive leadership positions, you know, as CEO, as COO, project manager, general manager, operations manager, spanning over three decades, really, you know, allows me to look at this through a different kind of a lens, from a problem-solving kind of perspective, with an emphasis on let's solve these issues economically.
Yeah.
Can we solve them? Yes. Can we do it economically? Yes. And, you know, many of the things going on are, you know, they're just putting Band-Aids on things and with no real solution. It's just like happenstance. And so consequently, you know, we as Oregonians, we pay the penalty for that. And, you know, I'd love to share with your listeners, you know, my solution to the homeless crisis. There actually is a very, adequate, and, you know, there is a solution to solve the homeless crisis without putting Band-Aids on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in our next segment, I wanted to touch on that. And so, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Perfect.
Then perfect lead-in.
I know. You do great. Okay, so we will pick this up in about 30 more minutes. So stay tuned, and we're going to send it to Dan Bongino, you guys. We'll be right back after these messages. Hey, guys, it's Amanda and Baron, and we are back again, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, you left us a half an hour ago with a problem that is definitely a problem in this city and the state, quite honestly. I'm almost embarrassed to go to Portland anymore with the amount of homeless I see up there. And I've always thought there's got to be a solution that's a viable solution. It feels like all we're doing is just moving this problem from here to here to here to here to here, but we're never solving it. What do you see as a viable solution, Michael?
Well, you know, I've thought long and hard about this, and it is a complex issue, many moving parts, but as in anything, you know, you break down a complicated thing to its simplest parts, and then from there you can arrive at a conclusion. So basically, you know, I actually thought it was a fairly novel idea, but it was about 80 years ago we had the CCC program, and it's very similar to the CCC program, the Civilian Conservation Corps program. The only really difference with my plan is that you're involving private industry. So they're kind of partnering in exchange for, in other words, it's the, you know, not only is it the right thing to do for society and for their communities with these private industries that use manpower to do various things, but they get pretty extensive tax credits. So I would have to work with the legislature. We would have to craft this tax credit program. So I'm sure that won't be a problem to get that accomplished. But basically what it is, we would be creating a small town over in Eastern Oregon where real estate is substantially cheaper. You can get acreage for $500 or $1,000 an acre.
Oh, wow.
And so we would partner with companies such as, you know, Nike, Precision Cast Parts, Intel, you know, these companies were, Oregon is blessed with, you know, a lot of manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's an incentive-based program tailored to the individual and their individual needs.
Okay.
Obviously, a lot of these people have addiction issues, whether it be drugs, alcohol, or both. So we would also be partnering with and leveraging the abilities of Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Celebrate Recovery. These are groups that have a track record, stellar track record in solving these issues. Mm-hmm. And then, so while they're, I mean, the trades are screaming for help, whether it be, you know, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, framers.
Yeah.
And so all of that stuff, so actually they would end up playing a role in the home that they're building. You know, they would be building to some extent, you know, their own home.
Yeah.
That, so at the end of this graduation of this 3 or 4 year program, depending on the person's needs, you know, they could graduate sooner, as soon as 2 years. But at the exiting, when they graduate, they're going to have good credit, because we're going to be, a lot of these people have screwed up credit, obviously. Maybe they have extensive fines and things like that. And
yeah,
we'll clean all of that up. And then they'll have a trade that they've learned as far as verifiable. And then they'll have they can get a bank loan and buy their own house.
Wow. Okay.
There's a solution. Well, when we come back in a half an hour, I want to get into a question that's been running through my mind as to what exactly is the role Attorney General.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You know. So back to you, Dan Bongino. We'll be right back, you guys. Hey, guys. It's Amanda Smith and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio. And join us is Michael Cross. So can you tell us what the role is for Attorney General?
Yes, absolutely. So there's been a lot of confusion about that. And mm-hmm. just because they've been doing it a certain way for decades doesn't make it the right way to do things.
Right.
And actually, the last time I ran 4 years ago, on the Oregonian editorial board endorsement interview, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Ellen Rosenblum actually said that, and we still have that if you want to hear it for your very own ears, Ellen Rosenblum said that she is the governor's lawyer. And so I quickly, of course, corrected her. Probably nobody talks to her. No, I was talking respectfully, but, you know, I'm telling her facts.
Yeah.
And so my question, and I told her, is like, well, basically, your statement may be true. You might be the governor's lawyer if your role were an appointed one. That possibly could be true, but of course it's an elected position.
Mm-hmm.
So it begs the question, why then are all these people going to vote for the role of attorney general if simply that's the governor's lawyer?
Right.
Why do we care who they hire for the lawyer, right? Why are we going? No, it's the people's lawyer.
Amen.
And it's part of the checks and balances in our governance system as established by our founding fathers.
Well, and you said a very interesting statement that if the governor, whether it be Kate Brown or whoever the governor is, wouldn't they hire their own attorney? Like, why would we
right.
elect?
Why would we
elect the governor's attorney?
We wouldn't.
We're electing the people's
yeah.
attorney.
It's nonsensical. And, you know, I've talked to a couple other lawyers about it. I'm not a lawyer. You don't have to be a lawyer to be in the role of attorney general. And many people believe that that's actually a good thing. I believe it's a good thing because I have no bias or conflict of interest in there.
Yeah.
You find sometimes lawyers among themselves have a bit of a bias towards each other. I mean, it happens, you
yeah.
know, whether it's plumbers or electricians or whatever. I mean, you know, so, you know, the thing is like, where is the necessary check? Because Kate Brown did exceed her judicial authority with the state closure during COVID last year. She was mandated by statute at 28 days maximum. If she needed more time than that, then she needed to get legislative approval. She failed to do so. A good AG would have stopped that madness. What ended up happening? Most of us ended up getting COVID anyway.
Mm-hmm.
People lost their businesses. People lost their, you know, some people unfortunately killed themselves.
Yeah. Amen. All right, you guys, we'll be right back in about 30 more minutes. So back to you, Dan Bongino. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Well, I sure appreciate that conversation a half an hour ago.
Same.
You cleared up an awful lot of misconceptions that I had. I mean, I, probably many of our listeners might be in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed the phrase attorney general means you have to be a lawyer.
Same.
And you're an attorney. I never thought that they were the governor's attorney, so I was glad you brought that up as well. But for this to be an elected position, and really, you're the check and balance.
Exactly.
For decisions that are being made for the people. Thank you for clearing that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's crucial that the role, you know, you have to have a firm understanding of the Constitution, how government works, what the limitations are of government, how the laws work, things like that. But you don't have to be a lawyer. But it's crazy to me. I'm a non-lawyer explaining to lawyers what their job is.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. I mean, in as, you know, CEO and COO, my other roles, I'm used to doing that. And it's fine. I mean, we problem solve together and do things as a team. And, you know, that's where you get. But I think too many people you know, they hang too much credence on, you know, are you a lawyer? As far as, not me particularly, but, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is throwing one more lawyer at this mess going to solve? I mean, no, you
we
need somebody
many,
that...
We got too many lawyers in political offices already.
I mean, if
already.
Credentials alone were it, Ellen Rosenblum had it. I mean, she was a twice-elected circuit court judge, an appellate court judge at one point. I mean, that was her third term as attorney general, and I had to correct her.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
It tells me that you're going to work for the people.
Exactly. I do work for the people because it doesn't make any sense otherwise.
Well, and you made a statement earlier about a decision that Kate Brown made when it came to the COVID rules, and when she decided to just take the upon herself to start making decisions, the attorney general should have stepped in. And you have done problem solving as a project manager and the other things you've done in your past, and that's where you step in and start doing problem solving. So I really appreciate the perspective you're bringing into big government issues.
Yeah,
absolutely. And the role of the AG is when a department or something is getting too heavy-handed and you feel like your rights are being abused, I'm going to have an open-door policy where I know we're going to have to hire people to man the phones. We want to get those calls. They're doing this. They want to do this. Like the thing with the farms. And if you've got a couple of chickens or you want a small garden, you go to Saturday markets and things like this, you know, they're wanting to shut that down. This makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like somebody's got too much time and resources on their hands and too much, you know, they should be, we got a fentanyl crisis. We got all these other issues going on. Why are you messing around with that? And so I want to encourage your listeners to go check out our website at Michael Cross 4 Oregon. That's the number 4, Michael Cross 4 Oregon with the number 4.com.
Okay.
Is there a way that people can donate to your campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. Go right to the website. That would be great. You know, we do need a little bit of money. My competition, they're outspending me, but that's okay. We don't need to meet them dollar for dollar.
No, you don't. And you have yard signs available as well. We actually have some here at KSLM Radio, so if you guys want to come down and pick one up, just give us a call and we will arrange that for you.
And I would imagine a lot of the issues that we haven't been able to touch on are probably on your website as well.
Yes, absolutely. Correct. Yeah,
well, definitely go to your website.
Yeah.
Say that again a minute. What's this website?
It is michaelcross4oregon.com.
And that's the number 4.
Number 4.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you.